boulot Valcour, nous t'ai fait causer ça, je veux dire, n'a pas pour nous venir parce que vous voulez tellement charger musique, m'a comme m'a fin jouer musique monsieur Gayo. Malé. Semaine prochaine, je vais donner l'aller.
J'ai dit après catéchisme, mon nom tombait sans connaissance. Je voyais les paix astrées pour balayer l'extrême onction. Les paix astrées t'es arrivé, lui dit c'est cool l'âme, c'est cool l'homme. Mais maintenant qui comprend c'est homme, lui dit bam bam sans douce. Mes amis, oui, bam bam sans douce, bam bam sans
points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, I just finished, you know, by chance, I happened to see Jesus and Mary Chain at the Paradise, and then I went out and saw, well, I saw them. And then, before that, I had purchased a book about Psycho Candy, their incredible record. And so then I went and read it after having seen them live. And so what I usually do is I have a show after I've seen a band live, and then when I read a book about it from the 33 and a Third series, which is what I just did, I have a show devoted to the album based on the writings of the book. And so we're going to do that. I know it's a lot of Psycho Candy happening in a very short amount of time, but still, I decided that's what I'm going to do, and we're pressing on with that. So what that means, we'll be hearing from, not just on this particular show, not just the band and Psycho Candy, not just Jesus and Mary Chain and their record Psycho Candy, but also a lot of the records and songs that they inspired or were inspired by. So stuff by The Jam or The Stooges, Nancy Sinatra, and some of the random bands like Strawberry Switchblade, BMX Bandits, and of course staples like Joy Division and the Sex Pistols. So what's happening is that we probably won't play the whole record, we'll play most of it, and then we'll play a lot of the other references that were made in the book. In the 33 and a third series, if you're a frequent listener of the show, you'll know that I've had maybe about 15 shows devoted to various volumes in this series. This is going to be another one. And we're going to start things off with The Hardest Walk from Psycho Candy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I never thought that this day would ever come. When your words and your touch just let me know. Oh, and it's plain to see that it's dead. But things we'll
Learn from us very much.
Yeah, all right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Red Right Hand off of Let Love In. Before that, Nancy Sinatra, I think that was with Lee Hazelwood. You know, I tried to find out who that was. I found it on my phone through Apple Music, and then I wasn't able to find out who she was duetting with. I think it was Lee Hazelwood. I think they were buds back in the day. Before that, the Cramps, Bend Over, I'll Drive from Look Mom, No Head. The Ronettes with Be My Baby, and we started things off with Jesus and Mary Chain's The Hardest Walk from Psycho Candy. So what's happening here is we're having a show devoted to the Psycho Candy record as it was written up in the 33 and a third volume, devoted to Psycho Candy. There are now, I think, Psycho Candy is number 118. I think there are maybe over 120 of them out right now. And, you know, that's a lot of books to have. I mean, if you're running a bookstore, you're not going to have them all. And so you can only have a few, I guess, the ones that people buy. But still, I mean, I would think you would, if you wanted one, you would be hard pressed to go to, if it was a random one, like one that had been done years ago, you'd be hard pressed to go to a record store or a bookstore and find it on the shelves, in which case you'd have to special order it. Anyway, I just don't see a bookstore having all 120 volumes on hand. I just think that's weird. But anyway, back to the music. So, you know, so Nick Cave, obviously a huge influence. I think that artists like the Ronettes and Nancy Sinatra, I mean, the Mary Chain, their music is really poppy. I think it's underneath all this noise. It has like a candy pop center, you might say. And so that's where that's coming from. All of these artists that I'm playing are not just my own, but they're, or, you know, artists that I decided to play on my own, but they're all referenced in the book. And that is true for everything, I think, pretty much, that I'm going to be playing tonight. And let's hear the next track from off of Psycho Candy. It's Some Candy Talking, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. such a way to correct. The media is watchdog, it's absolute shit. The TV telling y'all what to think. Nothing that you wanna do, and in a place that you wanna go. Don't need permission for everything that you want. And if there's such a feeling is right, we're any close, just as long as it's right. So what you want, cause this is a new art school. Thank you.
Vaseline's 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that Son of a Gun from Enter the Vaseline's. Prior to that, that was Television with See No Evil from the epic Marquee Moon record. You know, I think there's a book about Marquee Moon. Maybe I'll have a show devoted to that one. And that's an extremely important record. Well, I'll get back to him whether or not that exists or not. Before that, The Jam Art School from In the City. Another great record. And then the G's and Mary Chain started things off with Some Candy Talking from Psycho Candy. That's what we're doing this evening, having a show devoted to the book in the 33 and a third series written about Psycho Candy. I'm not sure I'll play all of the songs. I mean, you had, if you listened 2 weeks ago, then you heard all the G's and Mary Chain you could probably handle for a long time. Not just from Psycho Candy, but most of it was from that record, other records as well. Even Monkey, we heard one from Monkey. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. You know, what's interesting about the book is that I didn't realize they were so big when they first came out. When that record came out, of course, the impact they made here wasn't as big as what was going on in the UK. The shows were allegedly inciting riots. I say allegedly because it's a book written by a fan. It's almost like it's fan fiction in a sense. But that's my question. Is it fiction or not? I just don't know if it was. I just don't remember them being that huge when they first came out here. I know that they did well. But I guess in the UK, it was just complete insanity. There were people just getting in fights. The performances were so noisy. I guess it just brought the inner animal out of people. I don't know what was going on. I wasn't there. But according to the book, it was just complete chaos when the record came out. And they even somehow got on top of the Pops, even though they were really noisy. And so it sounded like it was just an amazing thrill ride in that first year or two, 85, 86, when Psycho Candy was new. And that I didn't really know. I didn't understand the full hysteria when that record was released. I wasn't quite as clued into what was going on over in the UK across the pond with new music when I was 14. But still, interesting to read. All right, next up from them, from Psycho Candy, we're going to hear Never Understand, one of the first singles released off this record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
We'll be right back. must have done.
That's Can with, oh no, we don't need to hear that. What was that anyway? Who cares, right? That was Can with Mushroom from Tagomago, or is it Tagomago? I think it might be Tagomago. The Velvet Underground and Nico with Venus and Furs from the record known as The Velvet Underground and Nico, the one with the banana on the front. A New Model Army with No Rest. I took that from their one of their greatest hits collections, History, the Best of New Model Army, and it was the Jesus and Mary Chains, Never Understand, from Psycho Candy, starting things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Medford 91.5. And so this show, yet another Jesus and Mary Chain show. This one devoted to the book about Psycho Candy in the 33 and a Third series. We're big fans of these books. And so we have a number of artists that were referenced in the book and some others that I'll probably be throwing in if we have time. It's already almost 9 o'clock. So halfway through the show, just about. Hard to believe. You know, what's funny is that the band was signed to Creation Records right out of East Kilbride in Scotland, which was apparently a hugely depressing place. Everybody was out of work. There were miner strikes, violence. Everybody hated Margaret Thatcher. And so they were able to get together. They met Doug Hart on bass, and Bobby Gillespie was originally just a fan. I think they were had a bunch of part-time drummers. And then Bobby Gillespie became a member of the band from being a super fan. He and a couple other people and Alan McGee, they were all super fans. Luckily for the Mary Chain, Alan McGee owned a record label called Creation. He signed them to the label and put them out, and he was so devoted to them. It was pretty amazing. And it, you know, good instincts, obviously. Creation's a well-known record label in the UK, or at least they were, and so they have a lot of successes. The Mary Chain, one of the first ones. And Bobby Gillespie went on to form Primal Scream and another, I think some other projects, I can't remember what. But anyway, the point is, it was amazing that Alan McGee was so on board with them from the very beginning, always behind them. And let's hear In a Hole from Psycho Candy up next. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.